you working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. We got a big old show for today, so let's get into it. Let's check out some temperatures. Looks like Butler, Oklahoma, you're the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma. 80 degrees, 75 at Hollis. Warning, Hollis, they're predicting triple digits this weekend for you guys, so I hope all your snow melts. So, 75 at Eric, 76 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon, and 76 at Arnett, 74 at Freedom, 73 at Medford, and 72 at Beaver, Oklahoma, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, 75 at Lipscomb, also 75 at Dozer, 75 at Wellington, and 76 at Odell. All right, let's get started. I'm going to get this, we'll check out the markets real quick. I got guests coming on here in just a little bit. Let me refresh it. And there she comes up. May corn, 480, up 6 3/4. July is 485, up 5 1/4. Soybeans for May, 1026, up 13 1/2. July is 1033, up 10 1/4. Soybean meal, May, $295.90, up $1.40. July is $302.40, up $1.70. Hard red winter wheat, May, $5.58, down 9 1/4. July is $5.73, down 7 1/4. Cotton for July, $67, down 31. Oil is down below 60 again. May is $59.58 out of West Texas. Natural gas, May, $3.52, down 28. Looks like the NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all trading in the negative. Let's go back up here to live cattle. April live cattle, 275, down 205. June is 195.45, down 292. Feeders for April, 282.67, down 107. May is 275.50, down 270. August, 280.42, down 282. Lean hogs, April, 86.02, down 95. May is 86.42, up 30. Let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures were higher in overnight trading after U.S. President Donald Trump reduced tariffs for most countries, though the trade war with China continues to escalate. Tariff rates were dropped to 10% for most countries for 90 days, though levies on aluminum, steel, and automobiles remain at 25%. The European Union paused its planned tariffs on U.S. goods for the same amount of time, with leaders saying they wanted to negotiate in the meantime, which is a good sign. Still, the rate of Chinese goods imported into the U.S. will be imposed at 125%. China responded by saying it will put an 84% tariff on goods from the U.S. Investors are also squaring positions against ahead of today's supply and demand reports, which I checked while ago, and I haven't received one yet. The agency likely will estimate corn ending stocks at the end of the 24-25 marketing year at $1.51 billion. All right. All the guests are here for now. This is Thursday. Ethanol output plunged to the lowest level in more than 2 months. Production of the biofuel dropped to an average of 1.021 million barrels in the 7 days it ended on April 4th. That's down about 50,000 barrels from the previous week. Again today, red flag warnings issued for South Dakota, Nebraska, and parts of North Dakota, and parts of actually Kansas too. Winds will be sustained at 20 to 30. With gusts up to 35. I'm just giving you guys a heads up. We are going to be windy this coming weekend. It's going to be dry. It looks like it's going to be hot. So be careful what you're doing out there. I know we just got some rain in most of the listening area, but things still can burn. So, all right. But today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau happy hour. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, I got Mr. Jason Redd and Brett Metter in here. And we got a big weekend coming up here in Elk City. So we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April the 7th. 601 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 357 was 435. 3 at 483 brought 330. 10 at 586 brought 337.50. 37 at 767 brought 279. 68 at 837 brought 261.50. 4 at 935 brought 259. 4 head of heifers at 411 brought 370. 3 at 590 brought 304. 16 at 705 brought 264. 59 at 728 brought 256.50. 64 at 811 brought 246. 12 at 815 brought 257. Butcher cows were 109 to 166. Butcher bulls brought 146 to 206. Bred cows were 885 to 3,000. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Timber Oklahoma is your safe and reliable expert tree care service. At Timber, we provide professional tree trimming and removal with a focus on safety, quality, and clear communication. With over 10 years of experience and certified in the Electrical Hazards Awareness Program, our crews provide tree trimming and removal, storm damage cleanup, utility line clearance. Call Timber today at 580-732-3400 or see us online at www.timberokla.com or email us at customercare@timberokla.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Goodla, Texas, 76 degrees, humidity's 44, dew point's 52. The winds are out of the northeast at 11 with wind gust up 55. 2.40 inches of rain so far this month in Goodlet, which is pretty good for them down there. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 60 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Jason Redd, Mr. Brent Metter, and welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Big weekend coming up.
It's going to be good weather. I think they said 95 degrees on Sunday.
Yeah. I can wear shorts Sunday. You might little, not want to see it, but you're yeah. going.
Had a little sleet and snow last weekend.
I know.
Now yeah. we're going to summertime.
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's Oklahoma. Well, first let's talk about the bull sale coming up, and that's, what, 2 a.m.? Or 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
Not 2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. on Saturday. The bulls, they'll start showing up Friday about noon, get them all settled. Bull sale starts at 2. We'll have signups down there at the South Barn, kind of where we usually do, and should have a good sale.
What? When can they start looking at the bulls?
Anytime after 12 o'clock on Friday. I mean, a lot of those people won't be there probably till Friday evening with the bulls, but they got to be in place by 5 p.m.
Okay.
And so for sure Friday evening from 5 to dark, and then all Saturday morning before the sale.
Right. And, yeah, because the what leads up to is the Southwest Farm and Expo, Home Expo. It fires up what time? 8 o'clock on Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, it's about, yeah, about yeah. 8. It'll get going, kicking off. Got a lot of vendors this year. It's usually full, so it'll be another good show, like always.
And to get the guys to come to the bull sale, they can actually come get some CEU credits at the convention center starting at, well, got free coffee and donuts. Now, who wouldn't show up for that?
You bet. You know, the private applicator license that most of these guys carry that are running these sprayers, you know, the CEUs sneak up on you. And a lot of those guys have let those things lapse. And if you don't continue with those CEUs, you got to start over from scratch. You got to study and go back up there and take the test. And so those CEU requirements is so many per year and then so many over like a 3 or 4 year period. And so this is just a good opportunity that's close to home. And you can spend the morning listening to the speakers here, get your CEUs for the year. You're going to get a free lunch from Fowler Agency. They've been good to help us sponsor that and feed you lunch. And then you, within an hour of that being over, you can come on down and we'll get the bull sale started. So
I read a lot of these reports where people want me to read off, you know, they got CEUs at this event and this event. Actually, this is the first event that I've seen with the drone versus the tractor deal. So this ought to be pretty cool.
I think that's going to be pretty neat.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of people asking about the drone. Talk to a few chemical guys around town.
Right.
You know, they get asked a lot, and I think it's coming. And I think it's going to be a really neat just to hear the differences and the pros, the cons, and all the different things that go on with that.
Yeah, because at first I was sitting there, I always thought the drone, the little ones that we all take the cameras with, how the heck are they going to spray 3 foot at a time and get all this deal? But, man, they brought out the big boy drones, and they cover some area.
You know, I think they got about a 25-gallon payload.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've heard they're using. So,
if anybody's thinking about using the drones or getting a drone themselves, I mean, there's one aerial application credit available for this Saturday coming up with that.
That's right.
And I know some guys are around or thinking about it. I watch these on Facebook. There's this Western Farmer something out there in Arizona where they have that irrigated area where it's all vegetables and stuff there in Arizona. And this guy, they call him Dr. Drone or whatever. He's running three of these suckers by himself at one time and doing a really good job. He explained to it, and not to knock down aerial spraying, because we depend a lot on aerial sprayer, helicopter, or plane, but he explained that he can get right above the crops and is getting a little bit better application than the others.
Yep. Yeah, the drone deal is just going to keep getting bigger as the technology comes.
You're right.
Going to see people that have them and be willing to spray custom, and then you're going to have a lot of big operators that just own them themselves.
Right. And then because you know, with all the no-till and all the other, you know, back to strip tilling or going to strip tilling and not doing a lot of conventional farming around here, you know, more chemicals are going to come into play.
There's a lot of bills in the state capitol that are concerning these, you know, invasive species as far as the trees and the whole tree issue that's going on. And those drones are going to be really productive in being able to get rid of those. When there is money, they get these bills approved and there is money available to spray those trees.
Right.
You know, or drop a pellet in them or whatever.
Yep.
That drone technology is going to be great for
them. Oh, yeah. So the year before last, when I went out to the Hemp Hill Beef Conference out there, Canadian, Abrahams, he's the one that came up with this dropping the pellet stuff and, you know, getting a patent on it and stuff like that. It was cool. He showed me hands-on how they could just sit there and drop those pellets in those trees and come back 6 months and there ain't nothing left.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool stuff. I wish I was about 20 years younger.
Just jump in there, Jimmy. Nah. It just takes money. Come on.
That's what they said last year. Plant peanuts. It'll be fun. I'm not saying it wasn't fun, but I'm glad I bought a sprayer.
The pigs like the peanuts.
Oh, pigs, deer. Everything likes peanuts. I mean, humans. So that starts coffee and donuts at 8:30, 9 a.m. The instructors will be in there. There's at least three of them, and one aerial application credit available, and two plant 1A general plant applications available on the CEUs. And then, of course, like Jason said, lunch by Fowler Insurance. Get that going on. And then you can take a break, walk around the convention center there for about an hour, and then go over to the who's who amongst Western Oklahoma bull buyers.
That's right. Come on out.
That bull sale, not everybody comes to buy bulls, but it sure brings out, you know, a lot of people.
We'll have a good turnout.
Oh, yeah.
There's
always a good turnout, good crowd, and bulls usually do fairly well. It's the last sale of the year.
Yeah, it is.
If you're one of those that kick out in April, if you don't have your bulls now, this is about it.
Yeah.
And we don't have as many this year, and I think it's because there's just a lot of guys got cattle sold out of their pastures pretty quick this year. So if you need one, you better get there.
Well, let's talk about the bull sale. Well, let's talk about you guys first. I mean, who's all on the committee?
There's a lot of
read that list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think that list was that big last year. Did you guys did you have a conflict and had to add more?
There's a lot of work that we have to take care of, but our chairman, Spencer Smith, he's been the chairman for a couple of years.
Okay.
Melody Cummins, Randy Dupree, Jason Simon, still got to call him Mr. Long. Larry Long's on there. Ridge Lawrence, Kathy Giblet, Nate Perry. He's new to the crew. He's making a hand. So it's nice having him with us now. Of course, Brent, Kathy Smith, David Meisner, Teresa Smith, Dusty Davis, myself, Jimmy Smith, Randy Smith, and Cody Giblet.
Okay, cool. So you guys,
we've got a good group.
We all get along
real well. We can get a lot of things done when we get together.
All right, and then
we've got to mention Kenneth Hart.
That's where I was going next.
So Kenneth, we're dedicating this bull sale to Kenneth Hart. And so Kenneth, you know, passed away this last year. He's been on the farm show committee forever and ever, and so did us a great job. And we've all got real close to each other over the years working with each other. It's just kind of like a big family. And so so it is going to be really weird this year without Kenneth being
up there in his chair. So we don't know if we're going to put anybody in the chair or it's going to sit empty or, you know.
We may just put his chair up there.
Yeah, just put his chair up there.
That's what I did.
That was his spot, and we wouldn't let anybody else take it. So
yeah, no, I wouldn't either. Yeah, because Kenneth was good. He's one of my biggest fans, I think, because he'd always come up, I can't believe you said that on the show the other day. You know, he was the principal at the same time. I was going to school at Longfellow, you know, Miss Kirby, and then Kenneth's out there. But Kevin, just a year younger than me, or 2 years younger than me. And so, yeah, there's good memories with the Harts.
You bet.
Well, let's talk about the breeders coming in this year.
So the list is a lot of repeat business. Start with John Mollett. John's bringing six bulls, and John's been in the bull sale forever. Always brings good quality bulls.
Yes.
Most often low birth weight options.
Right.
You know, with John, and so he's for sure the biggest one as far as repeat guy there. TJ Dorrell's bringing a couple of bulls from Eric, and then his dad is Tony Dorrell, which he sells under 5D cattle. I think he's got two in here. Phil Borneman's, he's from the Yukon area.
Yep, he's here every year. Phil's always here, so good animals, gentle animals is usually pretty easy to get along with while we're back there sorting. So Phil's a good guy.
Yep, he's I think people have been real happy. He's been coming for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. M&K Angus, which is Mark Kinnemer. Mark's a local guy. He's had a bull or two over the years, not every single year, but he's got a bull in the sale. Turkey Creek Angus, it's Jody Robertson out of Eric. He's got three Angus bulls. Don Muller's bringing some Herefords. I think that's the only Herefords, Jason.
That's it. That's if you want a little chrome. He's got three of them, or he's got four, actually. So three polled and,
He had some really nice ones at the Cheyenne Bull Sale.
Yeah. Don's got some good Herefords.
We've always had some Herefords from up north.
Chris, who was that?
Diamond Jay.
Yeah, Diamond Jay. Yeah,
her father's not doing well this year. So,
I got you.
So they can't make it down. But I think when I was helping Scott Robinson when I was a teenager at that Bull Sale. They
talking
were
about there. It from Reed?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That guy. He was hard on luck. He hired me when I was 17 years old to do this deal. So. But, you know, Diamond J, they're always up in that same corner. Every year, they've always picked the same four or five pins. So
and they had really good bulls.
Oh, you want to talk about gentle. They'd be curry combing them before the sale.
Yeah.
And there's almost the pits to load up, and they're good bulls.
And nobody brought up a hot shot?
No hot shots and flags you just touched. You didn't hoop and holler, but they – they'll be missed for sure. Yeah, they always had good bulls.
Got some health issues and not coming. We expect them hopefully to be back. I don't think this is a forever deal, but definitely not going to be here this year. Yeah. So if you're looking for a Hereford, you've only got about three options.
Right,
so.
Yeah. And all with Don. And Don has good quality bulls.
Yes.
He does.
He's always a hoot to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's always relaxed and laid back. And it was just fun to talk to him. Yeah. And he's got good quality beef. And of course, Mollet, you know, he had high seller up at the Cheyenne Bull Sale. So it was all good.
I think the only one we didn't mention is George Creek Angus coming from over at Canute's. Got two Angus bulls in there. I think he's a new consignor. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Who is that?
Dell Badia, I guess is how you say that. I don't know.
I haven't visited with him.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Cool.
Interested to meet Dale, and he'll be there with us tomorrow evening when we draw for sale order. So.
Yeah.
But he is a new consigner this year.
Okay. All right. Good. And again, the bull sale starts at 2:00. Monty auctioneering. Who's Monty?
Yeah, we got Tucker come back. He's going to be there auctioneering, and we've got Heather Dameron. She'll ramrod it back forward, tell us all what to do, where to be, and she'll drag Stacy with her. So
yeah, I was going to ask, is Stacy going to be there?
Stacy texted me yesterday, said he quit, and I said we don't take resignations till Sunday after the bull sale. Yeah. So I said he's going to be here this year.
The only way you quit is you go down the road Kenneth Hart went down. So
yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's the only way you get off this board. So
old Stacy, yeah, he's always just calm, cool back there. And then Casey, can't forget Casey.
Yep. Right. He'll be forced to work. She'll bring him too.
Yeah, Heather will have the whip out. One of those two's gonna be doing something all the time.
She does a great job keeping the paperwork together. I don't mind doing physical labor if somebody takes care of the paperwork. So she's helped us for several years, and she keeps it running pretty smooth. So
and you guys got some great sponsors with Fowler and LC Livestock Auction, and I can go through here and just flip through a bum. Randy Smith with his Hydrovac Services. And then Bank of Western Oklahoma, the Great Plains Bank, and I'm sure the First National Bank's in there somewhere.
I think we're page one. You get enough volunteers on a group.
That's shocking. Oh, you are page one. Where's North Fork at in here?
Matter Angus Farms is in there.
Okay.
North Fork's going to have a booth there, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We got to keep our electric rates low. So
we don't need you guys giving out much stuff. Keep our rates low. Because I flipped my irrigation wells on last month, so I know what's coming this month.
I'm just glad people are starting to realize that's how it works. The more we spend on all that free giveaway stuff, the more your power is.
Yeah, it's not free.
It's got to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, we've always had a lot of good support for this Farm and Home Show, the Bull Sale. We appreciate everybody that's helped us, past consigners, new consigners. And if you didn't get in this year, if you got bulls this year, then next year, we'd love to get you in.
I know who the George Creek is now. He said, George Creek is me, Jimmy, because he texts me on the show all the time. So I know who it is now.
Okay.
I won't tell him what they got him nicknamed on our message here.
we're excited to have his bulls in the sale and look forward to working with him.
Besides the home, the farm and home show, we got the barbecue contest coming up, and that's what is that? That's
on Sunday, it I believe. Yep, yep. It's Sunday.
I got it up here. So there it is. Yes, it's both days, 12th and 13th. RSVP for your team spot now. Mm-hmm. Call or text Randy Smith. You get a hold of anybody on the board, they'll get you in contact with Randy because Randy's on the board. Pellet, propane, gas grills are allowed. Electric hookups are available. 100% payback for entry fees. We got first and second and third places in Grand Champion. It's only $25 to enter each category. We got chicken, pork ribs, beef brisket, and jalapeno appetizer. I was out. I have some Jimmy Taylor gourmet burgers, hamburger meat, and we call them gourmet, where it's brisket and hamburger mixed together. Next, I was out, or I would have entered this year. So next year, I'm going to make sure I have some, and people are going to be shocked what I cook next year.
That'll be good. That'll be good.
No, it's always fun, fun addition. You know, we're always trying to think of things to add to keep people coming, and I think we've done a really good job so far, and we just appreciate everybody coming out and visiting and seeing all the booths and making a weekend of it.
Then we cover everything?
I think so. The farm show will be full, and it's supposed to be pretty, so I encourage people to come out and see the vendors and spend a little time, hopefully spend a little money.
Yeah, spend a little money. They'll come back. If you spend money, they'll come back. So.
Brent Metter will be at the North Fork booth giving away free stuff that costs you money on your bill.
We're going to give away balloons with helium to the kids. Got to take care of the kids.
Brent might even sign them for you. Yeah. Is Jill coming in this weekend?
Jill's coming in to take prom pictures.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Old City Prom tomorrow night. Mm-hmm.
She's not going to be in Stillwater for that chaos.
Well, it starts tonight. That chaos starts tonight. And so we're actually going to be with her tonight up there.
Oh.
And then she...
Austin flying you up there?
No, not yet. Not yet. But yeah, she'll be back tomorrow to take prom pictures, and we'll be here for the farm show. So.
Okay, cool. All right. Jason Redd and Brent Metter in here talking about the Southwest Farm and Home Expo and talking about the bull sale, the get CEU credits, the whole nine yards. And I'll post this all on KZO's Facebook page afterwards so you guys can see the times if you didn't hear them. But anyway, thanks, guys, for coming in.
You bet. Thanks
hey, thank
us.
You.
All right.
See y'all this weekend.
All right. We're going to take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, I'll have your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma, and I got some more guests coming in. Be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
The Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation wants to help you age well. Foundation board member Gail Muncrief and Foundation president Dr. Andrew Weirich invite you to a complimentary lunch and conversation about healthy aging. It's Tuesday, April 22nd at 11:30 at the Oak City Golf and Country Club. Come hear prominent medical doctors discuss ways to live better as you age. Please RSVP online by April 15th. omrf.org/Oak City. omrf.org/Oak City. Lunch and a conversation about healthy aging, April 22nd at the Elk City Golf and Country Club. This message brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Ranchers, the Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th, will feature the most important issues and the best speakers in the cattle business. Go to the website or call 806-323-9114 to get your tickets today. Tickets include three big beef meals, all the presentations, 115 trade show exhibitors, and celebrating our 10th anniversary. See you in Canadian.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Sealing, Oklahoma, 73 degrees, dew points 39, humidity's 29, the winds are out of the north-northeast at 15 with wind gusts up to 21. 1.33 inches of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 55 degrees, sunset at 8:05, 80 and sunny today, 42 for a low tonight, and pretty nice day tomorrow, so enjoy it, 77 and sunny. Okay, I'm going to screw this up, I know I am. What? In the house with me right now, I can pronounce Bandy's name, Bandola Silk. I'm going to apologize in advance, even though you gave me a lesson while ago. I got the last name. I do the other part just to make fun of some of my Shervinky friends, but we'll go with Shervinky. Demery, did I say that right?
Demery.
I knew I'd screw it. Shut up, Bandy. So, Demery, I got it, right? That's right. All right. I won't ever mess it up again. They're in here, and tomorrow's a really important day around here for donating blood. And tell us about it tomorrow.
So last year we started the first annual Love Like Coulter Memorial Blood Drive to kind of honor Coulter fought. So last year we had 103 total donations. The lady at OBI that we talked to gave us the numbers. So that's 309 lives that were impacted from the blood drive we had last year.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Which is awesome. And I was just showing Bandy outside. They sent us a map of all the hospitals that the blood went to, and it was from Texas Panhandle into like Arkansas.
Really?
Yep. So it was over three different states that it helped people. So it was a great deal. So tomorrow.
There was a great crowd there last year.
And it was a little crazy because they were not anticipating the turnout they had, even though we told them it was going to be huge. So this year they're sending four blood mobiles instead of three. And as of yesterday evening, there were 75 appointments already booked.
With the little QE?
Yep, with the QR code.
QR.
So. It's very important, like, to schedule. That way, you know, you're not just sitting there waiting. We do have some spots for walk-ins, but scheduling's always better.
Right. Sure. Yeah, and I'll post that on KCOFN's Facebook page, that QR code that you can do that. And also, you guys who donations are getting a boots and badges T-shirt.
Yes.
For donation. That. I came last year. I got there after my show last year, and it was awesome to see the amount of people there and really kind of knew them all. But Coulter passing away has had such a big impact on people around here because he was one of my best friends when I had COVID. I don't even know how he knew I had COVID. We live out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden he calls me. He said, Jimmy, I'm outside your door. Him and Bandy's sister, we got you food, but we don't want to be around you. They brought us food every day while we were sick, Sandy and I. And it just makes me cry every time I think about him. He's still on my favorites list on the phone. He'll never go away.
Yeah.
And Bandy, you can go with that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a good deal. And I think it was Vince, Morris, and Demery that they schemed this up last year. And, of course, everybody got on board. And like you said, this is what he would have done, because he would give you the shirt off his back.
Yes.
And he did it every day for somebody. Yours is just one of the probably hundreds of stories that we've heard. And so it's just a way to honor him and save lives at the same time. So I'd like to say thanks to Demery.
Yes.
For all the work she's done. And then Leslie Fury, I believe she's with the OBI. And then a big thanks to Vince. Vince is TTS. And I believe they're feeding everybody tomorrow that shows up, right?
They'll have pulled pork sandwiches. They're asking for monetary donations. You know, no limit on, you know, how big or small it is. But they will have pulled pork sandwiches and sides. And the monetary donations are for the Beckham County Firefighters Association.
Okay.
That way, if any firefighter in Beckham County, you know, their kid gets sick, they get hurt, you know, house is burned down, whatever the case is, that they have a fund that they can help that firefighter with.
And that's something new we're trying to get. I mean, we've got our Beckham County Firefighters Association, had it for years, and it's excelled, especially since Kyle's taken the reins at Elk City, and we've all come together as a county, and then this happening with Coulter just is probably made it 10 times stronger than it already was. So setting that up and moving forward and growing our association, be able to help people other than just going and putting a fire out, and help people that's had trouble or firemen's, even a fireman's kid, you know, or family need a little help. I think it's a great deal. I think we can keep growing it. I mean, plan on doing this every year and just right here in Elk City, and hopefully community keeps coming together and supporting this.
Yeah, because the fire departments, volunteer or full-time, they're so important to all Western Oklahoma. You know this, and so do you. You both are involved in it. And so it's important, and this deal with Coulter, the Love Like Coulter Memorial Blood Drive is just one of the many things that fire departments do. They're not always out there pulling cats out of the trees and fighting wildfires. They do a lot of this stuff here, and it's important. And where's it going to be at? What time does it start?
It starts at noon, so okay. It'll be noon to 6, and it'll be at the Elk City Fire Department. Same place it was last year. We'll have 4 blood mobiles. Next year, we're hoping we'll be in the new fire station, so it'll be inside.
It's coming along pretty nicely, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Them doors are tall. You guys going to get some bigger ladder trucks or what?
Just finally have room to store everything, I believe.
Right. And then they, okay, so it starts at noon tomorrow, and it means a lot to a lot of people around here. People would have take time out of their day and go donate blood. Because just as you said, repeat what you said about the amount of blood and where it covered in case somebody missed that.
So last year there was 103 donations, and that saved 309 lives.
Right.
And it spanned from Texas Panhandle all the way into Arkansas, where, you know, the places that received the blood.
So that means they're really doing a good job tracking the blood.
Yeah, they track
it really well. I would like to say if you don't want to donate blood, that's okay. Come by, have lunch. If you got $5, put it in the bucket, whatever you want to do. The TTS is taking care of all they're paying for the whole meal, but come by, eat lunch with us.
Yeah, and a big shout out to TTS. They've been so helpful, not only in this deal here, but they help a lot in the wildfires and stuff like that. They, you know, when we were delivering at the North Fork of the Red River, River Rat hay haulers, as we call them, they were paying for our food and our fuel, and Elk City's blessed to have TTS in their community.
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe it. I think it was when they had the floods there over east. You know, I think they sent semi-loads of stuff over there. So
yeah.
They do a lot.
Over in North Carolina.
Right? We're all blessed to have those kind of businesses in this county, and so this is a good deal.
Anything else we want to tell people?
So Leslie told me that the number one reason people do not donate is because they're not asked. So this is me, Jimmy, Bandy, asking you to come donate tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah. So I had never donated till last year at this event. Of course, I was not going to – I mean, I was going to do it. So myself and Chad Ripito and Kyle Shravinka, we made an agreement that we would all three donate. And so we all did. It went well. It was –
Nobody passed out. Chad didn't pass out.
Nobody passed out.
Kyle came close.
He got close. He says he got close. I really don't think he probably did. But it's not, you know, there's, I don't know, the stigma or whatever you want to call it, that it's you're going to pass out or it's going to hurt. It was no big deal. We drank lots of Gatorade and water and ate some peanut butter crackers and went right back to work after that. So please come out and donate and help support your county fire departments and the Love Light Coulter Memorial Blood Drive.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming in and talking about it.
Yep. Thank you, Jimmy.
All right. We're going to take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, I'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
If you've been thinking about buying a new mower, now's the time to save. DJ's Rental and Sales in Oak City is offering $600 off any Hustler Raptor Series mower during the Hustler Spring Sales event going on now through the end of May. Or choose up to $1,000 off select Cub Cadet Ultimate Series mowers during their Ultimate Sales event going on April 3rd through May 15th. Now's the time to save at DJ's Rental and Sales on South Main in Oak City.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field getting your work done.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Let's go out to Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Whoa, back up here. There we go. Currently at Altus, it's 75 degrees. Dew point is 52. Humidity's 44. The winds are out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour. Wind gusts at 19. 1.82 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 56 degrees is your three-day average. 4-inch bare soil temperature. Just think, last week it was up in the 60s. That rain cooled her down. Sunset, 8:05. Sunny, 86 today. Winds out of the north, 9 to 12. Sorry, it was updating. That's why it's going 46 tonight and 78, and light winds out of the southeast tomorrow. So enjoy tomorrow because she's going to heat up this weekend, people. Okay, let's see here. I was looking at the Oklahoma Forestry Services update that I got from them, and they just want everybody to be cautious this weekend with the temperatures heating up and everything, and then that cold front moving through, I think Sunday night or Monday. Just be cautious. We've had some rains over the biggest part of the state. Things ain't just crazy right now, but just be cautious with these really warm temperatures and high winds coming in this weekend. There is not one county on the burn ban in the state of Oklahoma. That's good news. When there's no burn bans, there's news. Let's check out the drought monitor. Hadn't checked it out today. Today is they update it. Looks like northwestern Oklahoma is still quite a few counties, about six or eight of them, is in the D2 severe drought mode still. The Oklahoma Panhandle is in the D1. Southwestern Oklahoma, which is Jackson, Harmon, Greer, and Beckham, and a little bit of southern Roger Mills, is in the D0, which is abnormally dry. And then just to the east of us, Dewey, Custer, Caddo, Wichita counties, looks like you guys are in the D1, which is a moderate drought. Panhandle of Texas, you guys are all in the yellow, which is D0, except up by Lipscomb. It's showing you are in a D1 moderate drought, or I'm sorry, D2, wrong color, D2 severe drought. And hopefully that looks like forecast coming up. There's a chance of rain next week. I think it's all going to be north of us, which north of us, when I say that, is down here. So hopefully you guys get some rain up in northwestern Oklahoma. And then there's two pretty good meteorologists predicting a very, very wet end to April. So that's positive news. I know that's a long ways out. That's 2 weeks out. But they are already in the in severe weather. And speaking of severe weather, when anytime there's any kind of severe weather or catastrophic danger things going on, we will always have you covered here on 96.5 KCO and also up there at 100.1 KWFX. And then also our sister station here, Cool 94. There will always be weather updates here. Somebody will be manning the station in here so we can get a hold of it. Speaking of that, the new Penny News is out. And I was going to pick something out of Atwoods for you guys that, you know, I always pick Jimmy's pick out of Atwoods. Man, I looked at the whole insert and just go to Atwoods. Grab you a shopping cart and start at one end of the building and go to the other. That's all I can tell you. A lot of great deals going on. And matter of fact, coming up this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is Hot Dog Saturday. Two hot dogs and a drink for a buck. Been talking about taking the wife out to eat on Saturday? Surprise her. Take her to Atwoods. You can eat for $2. See how impressed she gets. But it's been a while since I talked about all my sponsors on the show. And I cannot thank our sponsors enough on my show here and at Woodward. And Evers Welding is one of my sponsors. Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma. BT Butchers. SEI Agritech is one of my favorite sponsors. I say that because I'm friends with them. Knudsen Irrigation is a sponsor out of Woodward and here in Elk City. County Line Supply. And then you got Mr. Mickey Lively. Bandy that was in here just a while ago, he makes things. He's on the radio more than I am with Mickey. And then we got the co-op, a Farmers Union co-op here in Elk City, has been with me since day one. And then I'm going to miss somebody. Oh, there we go. They changed the color of their ad. Blair Tire. Down there at Blair, Oklahoma. Blair Tire and Feed. And then right now we got sponsors of the Texas A&M Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. Let's talk about that. It's coming up April 29th and 30th, which is on a Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is actually the 10th annual. And last year was a tough conference after the Stone House Creek fire. Or is that Stone Creek House fire? No, it's Stone House Creek fire. The largest wildfire ever in the state of Texas, and it hit parts of Oklahoma. It was a tough year. And Andy was telling me about this speaker that they had last year on that deal, and it was pretty emotional. That fire drained the go juice out of a lot of ranchers and people out there in Western are in the Texas Panhandle and in parts of Dillon. And I believe it. When we were delivering hay to the ranchers that need it with our hay wagons last year, I seen some people that are probably in their 50s look like they were 80. That's how, and I don't mean that in disrespect. I mean, it just drained. It's terrible. You know, I heard a story that I didn't know, and I won't mention any names because I don't have permission to. I heard a story here just a few weeks ago about one of the ranchers east of Canadian that had just come across some land and just got started, had 700-800 head of cows, and a couple weeks, this is a story I'm repeating that I heard, and you know, a couple weeks before the fire, he had some kind of feeling that he needed to do that, and he went in there and insured some of his cattle, and that fire got every one of them. And you talk about just a bad way to start a cattle business. You know, you'd only been into it 2 or 3 years and had 800 head of mamas somewhere in that neighborhood. And it just rough start. But you know what? The people of the United States, Texas, Oklahoma, they all come together. One of the banks down in Amarillo had started a fund, and then they've donated a bunch of money in there. I think the number that the bank end up issuing out to them, to these people, is a grant or give me or whatever you want to call it, over $4 million to the ranchers in the Texas Panhandle. And it just gives you a wonderful feeling that you're glad you live in Western Oklahoma and or the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandles. It just makes you feel proud that you're out here. You got all these firefighters that always got your back, and I hate this stuff's going on between the forestry department and the governor and all that stuff. People just making news out of that, and I don't even like talking about it, but I hate that. But you know, these people got our back, just like the blood drive tomorrow down there for in memory of Coulter Vault. He was one of those guys that wasn't scared. If you wanted somebody to have your back during the meanest wildfire in the world, he's your man. So just all kinds of memories and sad stories you hear. And, you know, the I delivered to a widow ranch lady the last load we took out to the old Texas Panhandle out there on County Road 2627 there between the Hitching Post and Canadian. And what happened that day at her ranch when we delivered the hay and inspired me to start going back to church. It's not that I never quit worshiping the Lord. It's just I couldn't find the right spot, and I found it. So all kinds of things happen. So it's just a good feeling. So anyway, yeah, let's see. My phone's blowing up, and I'm sorry I ain't got time to read it, but you know my sponsors are all on the pages there, the Day and Ag pages and the Penny News, so you get a chance, pick them up and do business with these people and thank them for sponsoring the show, because if they didn't do that, you wouldn't be hearing me. Not that you do every day anyway, but no, it's just a great feeling, and I appreciate you guys listening to me and let me do my show, and I hope I help everybody out the best I can. There's a lot of things going on in our ag world, farming and ranching and banking and cattle business, sale barns, stuff like that, and I can't cover it all. I got 1 hour a day, and it's just hard to cover it all. So if there's anything that ever comes up that you guys want me to cover, if you want me to add something to the show to cover every day, I'm all ears. Can't promise you I'll get it done, but I'll try. And I'm an easy guy to get a hold of. And, you know, I'm not a big farmer or rancher, but I enjoy what I do, what little bit I do. And I got a lot of friends that help me out with stuff. So I just want you guys to know that I love every one of you. So it's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.